Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Hughes, ball in hand. They're working out their plan here. Munster just points to the sideline, says Jerome. For God's sake, put it into touch, which he does. And they start 25 out on the right side.
Couldn't happen. Couldn't happen, Gerds. Surely.
Remus Smith taps it. Throws to the right to Green. Grant onto it, Nelson. He's the one they're worried about. Oh, he almost lost it as he got up to play it quickly. Play on. Grant, wild pass. Picked up on the bounce by Finucan. He's over the 20, but no further. And he'll play it on tackle two. And now, Penrith don't care if they give away a penalty. They're up by four. Grant now throws to the right to Hines. Catch him pass to Nelson. Nelson rolled over here. 12 out, right upright. Three tackles left. Here it comes out of Grant. He throws to the left. Away to Hughes. Hughes to Munster. Munster to Kenny Bromwich. They stop him. Cleary down low. Up top was Momorowski. Two tackles left. Grant to the right. Hyde skipping across field. He's ragdoll. Liam Martin. Another Penrith hero. 11 out. Last tackle. Here's Hughes. High kick for the top. Oh, wing. Here comes Remus Smith. He volleyballs it back into Jerome Luai, who falls on the ball. They're nearly there, Penrith.
That's it.
A minute 40 to go. Penrith now. They just have to hit it up and kick it deep. And the steal, you know it. It'll be on. As To'o goes nowhere. And now there are about 10 players within 10 metres of the ball for Penrith. They, like Melbourne, are out on their feet. Kenny Bromwich tries to steal it from Crichton, who now skips away. And he makes it. That's a 20-metre run. Jeez, that's a good run. That's three gone, though. And again, they're all bunched. It's all dummy half runs. Tough stuff. Coruscant. He's been superb in the second half. Played the Luai. Luai runs it down the middle. We now cross the 79-minute mark. Five tackles gone. Penrith have one more set to hang on. Cleary, he goes for distance. He goes deep. It's taken now. Oh, Pappenhausen almost crashed into Addo-Karr. 48 seconds left. Pappenhausen, he scored their try. Not here, though. He's closed down. They've got 80 metres to cover. 80 metres between them and another grand final. Here it comes now to Addo-Karr. He floats a pass to Jerome Hughes. Hughes now. He's been superb as well, but he can't get through here. 27 seconds left. Six again doesn't concern Penrith. So they're laying all over the tackles. Grant dummy half. Throws left to Olam. Olam is brought down. Penrith should be penalised if they keep doing this and Melbourne will get field position. But now there's only 10 seconds left. This might be it. 70 metres to travel. This time for just one more play. Grant, horrible pass. Finucane throws it to nobody. Munster goes backwards, falls over, then gives it to Addo-Karr. Addo-Karr chip kick. Where's the chase? Penrith have got it. Penrith have got it. Luai finishes with the ball. And Penrith have hung on and won an epic preliminary final. They have beaten the defending premiers. The team that ruined their dream in 2020 is the team Penrith get past in one of the great matches, one of the great defensive wars. This has been one for the ages. And on Sunday night, it's South, it's Penrith in a rematch of a week one finals epic. But Penrith right now, they're just celebrating what has been their finest hour in this wonderful era. What a win, what a night. 10-6, the final score.
And that's exactly what finals football should look like. Absolutely exhilarated are the Penrith Panthers, and they've done it on the back of an unbelievable defensive effort. Again, they conceded one try. That was from a kick. Only scored two themselves, but it was enough. But as you point out, Dan, so many heroes across the park from 1 to 17. The defensive effort on their line on so many occasions against a Melbourne Storm team who know how to get the football over the stripe, just couldn't do so. And what a performance to go into next week. Obviously, there'll be a bit of concern during the week as to the fitness of some players. I don't know what in regards to who's on report. I can't even remember who's on report.
But Cleary, that's the one. Cleary.
But just an incredible effort from the Panthers, who back up a physical display against Parramatta with another one against the Melbourne Storm.
And what an incredible season for the Melbourne Storm, Pete. I mean, let's talk about, you know, their season, and they went through that run of, what was it, 20 straight wins and whatever it may have been. And
19.
They were gallant tonight. You know, they lost two guys in the opening 15 or 20 minutes that are obviously a key part of their football makeup and can big contributors on a weekly basis. They did that sort of performance with 15 men. So take your hat off to all the Melbourne Storm and their fans, an outstanding season. But, yeah, Penrith, probably a lot of people didn't see this one coming tonight, but on the back of just a couple of really gallant performances in the finals, even though they weren't that fluent against South Sydney, they were brave and they defended well and they backed that up against Parramatta, and then they just found their mojo again tonight, Pete. They got their attack back and they backed their defence, and as you said, that was a classic prelim final, as good as I've seen.
I thought they handled the last 10 or 15 minutes really well. They didn't overplay. They were happy for Melbourne to get the football back at the other end of the field, but they also knew that Melbourne would get one shot at them. Now, unfortunately, it came from a lost ball from Kurt Capewell, but they steeled themselves to repel that. Melbourne were always going to get one more chance in that last 5 minutes. Didn't know how it was going to come in the end on the back of a mistake, but they got the job done both ends of the field, and deservedly they go through. A tougher route than what maybe many people expected. Deep in their own mind, they probably didn't think that they would have had to endure what they've done. But, gee, it steals them for next week nicely.
Well, what is it? Four tries in three finals. They conceded two against South, one off a bomb last week against Parramatta, and one off a dinky little Munster kick. They're, it's a wall. It's a pink wall, the Panther defence. The Roosters a few years ago had a similar type finals, but Penrith have been the best defensive team for the last couple of years, and they've proved it again. It's hard to believe they're going to play South in a grand final, and South are the fresh team, considering Penrith had been so good during the regular season. But they're there, Penrith, and that's all that matters to them. How you feeling? Good?
Look, I think that's going to take a lot out of a footy side, but you're also going to get a lot of energy and a lot of momentum out of a win like that against the Melbourne Storm to take into next week. So they probably cancel each other out. I don't think really anyone has the advantage going into next week. You've got South Sydney coming off an enormous win, two great wins in finals, one against the team that they're about to come up against, and a comprehensive win against Manly last night. And they'll be full of running and lots of emotion for them. And Wayne Bennett and Benji Marshall and Adam Reynolds. And then you've got Penrith, who have just done it the hard way, and they've been written off over the last couple of weeks and found a way to come up and put in a performance like that. So the story's there. It's all about the build-up, and it's going to be, you know, I mean, I don't know, when was the last time, Pitt, we had an all-Sydney grand final as well? You know, it's something that we love to see here as well. It doesn't happen that often. Well, Melbourne have been so dominant, but
that's right. And in the NRL era, only six of the previous 23 grand finals haven't had Melbourne or the Roosters. 17 of the 23 have had one of them, Melbourne or Roosters. And I guess we need to acknowledge what a magnificent year they had. And who knows, if they don't lose Brandon Smith in the first few minutes, if they don't lose Christian Welsh. I mean, they've been cruel today. But in saying that, how could this Penrith defence be denied?
I thought the real test came for Penrith tonight when Melbourne scored that try and there was still, 13, 15 minutes to go. If you've had a tough week the previous week, that's when it comes to fall. Does it have an effect then that, all right, because you know the spring is back in the step of the opposition, and that's when, if you're going to feel tiredness and fatigue, it's on the back of conceding points and then reminding, okay, we had to battle through this week. Can we do it again? But it was fantastic from them. And I love seeing games won on defence. I'm still a purist and a realist in regards to that. You know, for me, the game last week, 10, Parramatta 8-6 or whatever it was, this one 10-8, that for me, that's what this should look like.
Yeah, it should be the most competitive, you know, round of footy that we see all year. And just to what Pete said about, you know, on the back of the try there from Papenhuis and the maturity, I thought, from some of the key players of Penrith, Nathan Cleary, Appy Corrissau, who, you know, was so brave, some of his work just goes unnoticed. And he just came into the fore. And Jerome Luai as well, a guy that's, you know, probably questioned his own form of late and been able to come up and make some really big plays there. And the maturity shown and the willingness to back their defence for a really young side speaks volumes For where they're at and for what they take into next weekend.
So we're going to be on air for about 25 minutes here, then we send you off to the AFL Grand Final, but we'll get some interviews with Andy Raymond. If we have time and it happens in time, we'll take some of the press conferences as well. But we're here for a little while. If you want to tweet us at @MMNRL to ask these boys a question. Sterlo, Gerds, never easy, is it, Gerds?
Oh.
Never easy. So they lost to South 16-10. They won 8-6 and they've won 10-6.
It's sweeter when it's not, Dan.
Yeah.
It's sweeter when you get through like that.
Oh, boy. What a game.
Yeah, what a game.
What a game. And Melbourne, they had only been beaten three times all year coming into the game. Twice by Parramatta and twice by Penrith now. So only two teams had beaten them and they managed to do it twice, remarkably. Parramatta and Penrith. Oh, it's hard to think what else there is left to say after that.
It's, I love my stats and I know you can make them what you want them to be, but reigning premiers don't fare that well. It's funnily enough. You'd think that would have a better conversion rate, but you know, that window of opportunity, if you don't grab it, it can be fleeting or hard to capitalise on. Again, Melbourne, a phenomenal season for them, but in the end they got beaten by a better side this evening, and whilst their completion rate was terrible, Penrith, I think, contributed to that.
Credit to this bloke who's going to speak to us. This must be the worst time to have to do an interview, but Andy Raymond, you've got Brandon Smith.
I do have Brandon Smith with me. Heartbreaking, mate.
Hey?
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, pretty sad. Honest, just knowing you can't really go out there and help your teammates is probably the worst thing about it all.
Most importantly, how are you feeling? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all good. Just I think the pride's taking a bit of a hit tonight.
How hard was that to watch, mate?
Pardon?
How hard was it to watch from the sideline?
Yeah, I didn't really want to watch, to be honest, but I had to go support my team somehow, and it was hard to watch because we were playing like shit.
Yeah, that sums it up. Anyone can do an interview after a win.
Yeah.
It takes a classy guy to do one after a loss. You've shown that on Triple M. Thank you, Brandon Smith.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
One of the great characters in all class there. All right, $5 for the swear jar, but the very idea. It's easy to give interviews when things are flying, but well done to Brandon Smith. And it's a great unknown. If he wasn't injured and if Vorse wasn't injured, what would have happened? But it doesn't matter now, I suppose.
Well, I watched him at the end of the game go along shaking hands with the opposition. It was with the other hand, with the shoulder hanging down.
Wouldn't have played next week?
Not from the way that... I know it's straight after the event kind of thing, but clearly it was a bad shoulder injury. And again, I don't want to raise it, but this HIA thing needs to be looked at, because... Yeah, you're supposed to have 8 interchanges. Well, clubs are getting 14, 15, 16 during the course of.
They had a few tonight, Melbourne, but they had some bad luck against them as well. So Penrith, Moses Leota, he has to come back, doesn't he, Gerds? Who are you going to drop out of this side? Lenu, I suppose, but boy, oh boy, someone, if Leota is okay... Someone is going to be damn unlucky.
Oh, Dan, I'd be very surprised if everyone gets out of this 100%.
Well, let's find out if Scott Sorensen's okay. What a warrior he was today. He's with Andy Raymond.
Unbelievable, this fella today. You mowed down Jerome Hughes. You were running on one leg, one knee at that time, mate.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. I just seen him make the breakdown. All I thought was just keep moving, just run. Fortunate enough, had a little bit of gas in the tank and managed to get him.
As tough, as physical and as emotional, I guess, that game. I mean, it had everything.
Yeah, it really did, mate. And we knew that was coming today. We really did. I thought our preparation this week was outstanding, and I feel like our preparation really showed today.
It doesn't matter how many games you win during the season, how you win them or who you win them against. stage that comes down to 80 minutes, but you are there now. You're a grand finalist. How does that feel?
Look, it's a nice feeling. It is nice, especially with this club, this group of boys. Yep. I'm absolutely loving it. But as everyone knows, still one to go, mate.
Are you able to enjoy tonight? I'm not saying you're going to go out on the Terps all night, but are you able to enjoy the moment for what it is?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think there's definitely a moment there where, the boys will definitely enjoy it and embrace each other. And I think, come tomorrow, it'll be game faces back on.
Good stuff, Scotty. Well done.
Thanks so much, guys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Thank you, Scotty. He's one of five players that haven't played a grand final in this Penrith lineup. Omorowski, Burton, Sorensen, Pangai, and Lenu. They're the five that have not played a grand final.
Let me just say, the last thing you feel like doing after a prelim final is having a beer.
Yeah.
It's the last thing. All you want to do is get in there with the boys. It's such a special time. And you might have one beer in the sheds, and then it's ice, then it's preparation, and then it all starts. It's the best week of your life, other than if you win and you get to celebrate for the week.
Yeah. And both these clubs will be well versed as to what this week should look like as well. You've got Wayne Bennett, he's going there for his 10th time. And you've got Penrith side who went to it last year and know, the way it should be done. You've got to get your media commitments out of the way, make sure that that's all taken care of, so that players are creatures of habit. You want to keep things the same as you can as much as possible. Those players you just mentioned, Momorowski, he was around a premiership
Roosters.
For the Roosters, wasn't he?
Didn't play. Played in the prelim.
Yeah, had a prelim.
Scored a try. Yep. His family was there. They beat South, but I wasn't there for
part
the
of the 17. That's
I don't believe. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a break, but stick around because we're here, as I said, about 6:30. What an afternoon this has been. Penrith to play South in the decider. Triple M rocks the finals.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Penrith under the posts here. Way back to Cleary. Oh, he puts in a chopping kick. That is unbelievable. That is an extraordinary play. He has kicked it sideways. Stephen Crichton. He could have caught a cold out there. He catches it, plants it down.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, we're off to the AFL Grand Final, about 15 minutes. And a reminder, after another challenging year, men's health has never been more important. That's why we're calling on all Australians to come together this Movember and sign up now at Movember.com to close out the year by having fun, doing good. Men's health is in crisis. Every moustache kickstarts conversations, raises much-needed funds and awareness, and straight up saves lives. So, it's been around for a while. You know all about it by now. Whatever you grow might just save a bro. Movember.com. Peter Sterling, Ryan Girdler, Dan Ginnane here. What an afternoon. And Penrith victorious, off to just their fifth grand final in 55 years. And South will play their second grand final in 50 years. So it is momentous, whichever way you look at it. Andy Raymond has done a great job for us this afternoon, and he's got Jerome Luai.
We spoke pre-game, Jerome Luai. I said, I thought you looked on. You were on, and you're into a GF. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, just really happy. Melbourne's a really good side. They've arguably been the best team all year, so to get a win over them and into another GF is pretty exciting for us.
Mate, your last two games as a footy side, probably the two games of the year, so physical, so emotional. The last two games have had everything.
Yeah, we love the physicality.
Yep.
We're a fit side, and I think if we can go toe-to-toe with the best teams, we back our fitness and we sort of know we're coming to get them at the back of the game, so sort of probably a little bit more closer than we liked it, but we're used to that sort of stuff.
It seemed the heart rate of both sides was up in that first 40 minutes. Was like, we want to score now, next play.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. We know Melbourne are a good attacking side, but we're sort of in the mood where if we get our chances, we need to take them, so our attack's been a bit off lately and we need to fix that.
Can you enjoy the week, or is it too serious, or do you actually get to enjoy the week and every minute of it?
I think you have to, because it takes so much heart and ticker to get to this stage, but I think we learned a lot of lessons from last year. Don't enjoy too much because still got a job to do.
You're a superstar. Well done, Lex.
Thanks, Andy. Take care, brother.
Thank you. Good stuff again, Jerome Luai. What about this for a stat, Sturlo? Choice Hotels. Melbourne, 40 missed tackles, most in the year. Penrith, 55, their second most in the year. So we had 95 missed tackles, but the scramble was so good we only had the three tries.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, that's a great indication of it. And, both teams will be very disappointed with their completion rates, but I say it was one of those games where you know, there were unforced errors, but there were plenty of forced errors as well. Like the aggression and the relentless nature of that defence, it's going to lead to some mistakes, but it's how you react to that. And both teams for the majority of the game reacted really positively and well.
Let's take in this interview with Cam Munster joining Andy Raymond.
Cameron Munster, thanks for being gracious enough to join us. How much does that hurt, buddy?
It hurts. It's hard to put into words. We played probably our worst game ever this season, and we did it tonight. They just held the ball and put the pressure on us, and we just coughed the ball up, and that's all I can say. I coughed up a couple of times, and it was very frustrating footy.
Heart rate's high on everyone. It was so fast and so physical. No lack of effort, mate, and I know you're not playing in the grand final, but you blokes left everything out there.
Yeah, we did. I reckon that's the worst I've ever been on the field, fatigue-wise.
Really?
I usually have enough energy with the ball, but fortunately tonight the heat and us not completing really took it out of me.
I know we can look back at reasons and excuses. Brandon Smith, Christian Walsh, two first-half casualties with HIA against anyone. Playing with just 15, it's hard.
Yeah, look, we should hold our head up high. We only lost by 4 points. Yeah. With 15 players, and look, it's very frustrating because we know we can play so much better, and our best football is almost up there with some of the best teams, and we just didn't produce tonight.
Thanks for joining us. Showed plenty of character in doing so, mate.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Andy. That's a man that has played 13 Origins, and he said that is the worst he has felt after a game in terms of fatigue. That's quite telling.
Especially because he had round 25 off, and then they won the first final, and then convincingly, and then had last weekend off. So you'd think they would have been charged. And Pete and I spoke about it pre-game. We're having just a chat about, you know, has Ivan done the right thing by pushing these guys? You know, looking for that extra bit of continuity and not giving them and the rest. And how did that play in last year's final series? Were they fatigued when they missed the jump in the grand final? Was it the occasion? And why didn't he do it this year when everyone else rested their players? And we both said we would have probably rested guys at round 25 because it didn't really matter. They knew where they were going to finish, but they chose not to. And maybe they were building to a performance like that. Now, that wasn't clinical by any stretch, no, but they were a hell of a lot better then with the football than they have been in the past 6 weeks.
So where does the spotlight aim this week? Both coaches, I'm assuming, considering the last time that they met.
I'd be stunned if Ivan Cleary lit that fuse. He would just be straight down the line.
I was stunned when I didn't see Adam Reynolds lining up the first kick the other day with Blake Taff coming in. So there'll be, you know, in the grand final, they need him to be capable of kicking goals. Cleary has been placed on report out of this game. Yeah. Obviously some wear and tear on some players.
It's an 8-day gap, but was that game so intense? Do you believe that will have an impact potentially, what Penrith went through today, on next Sunday? Or by then, should that be more than enough time for them to be pretty fresh coming into this game?
You know what? You just find you're in a once potentially in a lifetime situation. So it brings a lot of energy. And I don't know what it's going to be like up in Brisbane, but people turn up to training. Yeah. You don't actually do a lot of physical work in the lead up because it's all about actually the coach trying to keep everyone calm. Now, the advantage, I know Wayne's been in 1,000 grand finals, but the advantage the young Penrith team have going in is obviously they saw it all last year. Now, I'm not sure how they handled it last year, but the first 20 minutes of the contest in the 20 grand final would tell me that maybe they didn't handle the grand final week as well as they could have because they missed the kick. So you've got a whole heap of guys in the South Sydney side. Now, there's a few of those guys that have played in grand finals, but not a lot.
There's only three there last time they played, Alex Johnson, Tom Burgess and
Reynolds.
And Adam Reynolds.
And Benji. Yeah.
Well, Benji was
a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
So they're going to be. It's going to be a whole new experience for them. Now, you know, does that carry weight for Penrith?
I don't think it's a problem for them. I really think that they go in.
For South?
I believe Penrith, I think battle-hardened.
Yeah.
I think this is ideal. As I say, the confidence they get out of this, they go in.
It overrides any sort of fatigue or anything that might trouble them through the week.
Sunday night, by the way, well, 27 in Brisbane on Sunday. Now, at 6:30, that's when the game kicks off. You would imagine it'll be a little bit cooler. But that was impressive today, 28, 29 degrees. Mm. Fortunately, because it was a 4 o'clock kickoff, the sun was behind the stand. So it could have been worse, but still, you heard the players talk about it, how difficult it was. That's it, gentlemen. We are done. We've got to send it over to our cousins in AFL.
Go the Demons. Let's go, Melbourne.
Well done, Gerds.
Good call, Dan.
Good
back. Fun.
Good on you, Pete.
Maroon Show is on tomorrow as per normal. Next Sunday, we're on air from 1 p.m. going right through the day. Enjoy these highlights for Self-Wealth.
Triple M NRL Game Highlights. Self-Wealth is your access pass to safe and secure investing. Find out more at selfwealth.com.au.
And the prelim final begins. South Sydney waiting. Who will they meet? Penrith under the posts here. Play back to Cleary. Oh, he puts in a jumping kick. That is unbelievable. That is an extraordinary play. He has kicked it sideways. Stephen Crichton. He could have caught a cold out there. He catches it, plants it down. Brandon Smith. He throws it on to Felice Gifusi. Into an offside player. Six more tackles. Brandon Smith runs out of dummy half. Then he throws it long left to Munster. On to Pappenhausen. His pass knocked down. Picked up by Crichton.
It's on to Munster.
Oh, he's lost it. He lost it. Ball came out. Tyrone May picks it up. Turns it on the inside to Cleary.
Gets the ball stripped from Munster.
Munster.
What about that?
Makes up what for his own mistake. They are the best by miles at stealing the ball, the Melbourne Storm. Now is Yo. On it goes to the left for Luai. Beautiful hands. Kick out. A top. Oh! Penrith have another. It's a try. And the no-look passing of Viliami kick out is mesmerising Melbourne. Grant turns it on the inside to Hines. A little trick play back to Kenny Roberts. Throws it to Pappenhausen. Dropped down by Mark. They are throwing the kitchen sink at Penrith, and Penrith have all the answers. So Solomona throws it back to the right to Munster. He dabs in a kick. Pappenhausen! Got it! Pappenhausen scores! Munster just dabbed a little kick. It trickled along the surface. Game on! Cleary on the open right. Gets it now. High chip kick. Momorowski waiting. Takes it. Volleyballs it back to Edwards. 10 away. Edwards under Cleary. Cleary. Tackle. Kenny Bromwich keeps Melbourne in the game. 11 out. Last tackle. He's used. High kick for the top. Oh, wing. Here comes Remus Smith. He volleyballs it back into Jerome Luai, who falls on the ball. They're nearly there, Penrith.
That's it.
Munster goes backwards. Falls over. Gives it to Addo-Karr. Addo-Karr chip kick. Where's the chase? Penrith have got it. Penrith have got it. Luai finishes with the ball. And Penrith have hung on and won an epic preliminary final.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.